Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning. 919-410-7735. If you want to weigh in on what we're going to be talking about and dealing with today. It is a lot to talk about. I mean, do I start with your president going in on LeBron James? Should I start the show with that? Do I talk about what's going on in my home city in Chicago where it was so many shootings that they had to close the hospital? That's how many shootings it was. They didn't have enough room for the families of the victims. Do I talk about that? I want to give a history lesson today. I want to give a history lesson today. And I want to show you what's about to happen in this country based on understanding the past and history. Now, let me give you a prediction. I'm going to start off the show today something a little bit different. I'm going to give you a prediction. I'm predicting that if something doesn't change in the next 12 months, there will be a social war in America. And the war will be to separate the ethnic groups and separate those with education and money from those without education and money. And when I say separate, I'm not talking about the way it is now, because it's already separation between the ethnic groups and between the classes. But I'm saying where it's literally going back to separate but equal, but with a different twist this time. It won't be black, white. It will be race and class based. So it won't be just one group of ethnic minorities. And it won't be just minorities, because poor whites will be lumped in too. So I'm going to give you a history lesson first, and then I'm going to show you what's going on today has already happened. And because it's already happened, I know what's about to happen. So that's going to be the focus of the show today, to show you how the past is predicting the future, but it's some good news in that prediction that I'm giving you all. Because economically, it will be a rise in this country, economically. And I'll show you how to get to that as I walk through the history of what we know has happened and what I think is about to happen. I also want to take the time out to thank everybody who's purchased the book. If you haven't purchased the book, go Amazon and buy a book. I'm asking everybody to buy 5 books. That's what I'm asking you guys to buy. It's $11. I'm asking you guys to buy 5 books. It's something I want to do for you guys. So I need to sell, and I want the book to be a number one seller. So could you buy 5 books and then give them out? If you want to do eBooks, you can go to the website, thewbshow.com, thewbshow.com, and download the eBook right there. Also, the credit book is going to be available via ebook either tonight or tomorrow. I finished the book this weekend, even though quite candidly, 12 of my boys are here from Chicago. So it was a whole lot of librations going on and a whole lot of wild hours going on. But I do what I always do, even as a kid in college. I would go party all night, and then I would stay up all night and work. And that's exactly what I've been doing. I would party with them to 3 o'clock in the morning, and I would stay up, research, and write. So get the ebook from thewbshow.com, thewbshow.com. You can get the hard copy book to get 5 of them to pass out for me at amazon.com. Go get the book. I want to thank everybody. In fact, I'm doing something special for the first 100 books. So I know a bunch of y'all know Gary got a book and Ava got a book, and there's a bunch of y'all that already got a book already. So I'm going to do something for the first 100 people who buy the books. And then I forget this brother's name. I think the brother's name was Steve. He brought a book for somebody else. So I appreciate that too, Steve. Go get the book though, people. Amazon.com. It's a quick read. It's a short read. It's straight to the point. It ain't no fluff. But I think if you follow what's in the book, you have good relationships. You have good friendships. You have good relationships. You find the right person for you. All right. So let me go ahead and start off this history lesson. Now, I'm going to start from the point of after Reconstruction. See, I could take this all the way back. Literally, I could take this back to Africa. But I don't want to walk it all the way up like that. That's going to take too long. So just for time's sakes, I'm going to start right around the Reconstruction period. Now, the funny thing about history and about life in general, right? Perception becomes somebody's reality. Even though the reality may not be real, because of the perception, people believe it's real. This is why I laugh at all these folks who be posting stuff all on Instagram and Facebook and everything else. Like they got the greatest life in the world. It's because that's the perception they're trying to give people, that that's their reality. Okay. Now, let me tell you something that I learned in law school that most people, you might Google this and find this out to be true for yourself. Most people who's telling a story or presenting some kind of history, when they're accurate in what they're doing, they move their hands. Even if you're somebody who don't move your hands when you talk normally, when you're telling a story that is accurate or you're providing information that's accurate, you tend to move your hands. It's almost like because your hands remember the story as the story is being reiterated. So when you go to Reconstruction, it was the end of coming out of slavery. We're going to Reconstruction for the first time in American history. You all should know this. We got to vote. We got to own land. We got to get educated. We got to do all these different things. Now, when you get to that point in time, if you would have asked a white person at that point in time, what did they think about black people? The response would have been, they're hardworking. They love America. They're family people. They believe in God. And they're doing just fine. That would have been the response if you'd have lined up 10 white people, that'd have been the response of 8 out of 10 white people. Now, you always going to have that two that just, they ain't like black folks. They thought black folks should have been slaves forever, no matter what. Now, at this time of Reconstruction, something occurred that nobody thought would occur as they was letting black people assimilate into the culture. What occurred was this. Black people came together, got a voice, and got a voting block. And by them having a voting block, they were able to literally control who was going to be running the country based on the needs and wants of African Americans. Now, the Southern Americans, those who were living in the South, did not want that. Their problem with black people wasn't that they were black. The problem that they had with black people, and these are the Democrats, these wasn't the Republicans, y'all, by the way. These were the Democrats. These were the Dixiecrats. Their issue was that this group of people all of a sudden had power. And it was an unforeseen power. Because they didn't think giving them the right to vote would change that much. But it changed everything in the country politically speaking. All right? Now, I'm up against a break. When we come back, I'm going to pick it up from there and show you how the decision they made at that moment in time is the reason we're where we're at this moment in time. I'll show you what I'm talking about when we come back. You listen to the WB.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right, so when we went to break, I was telling you guys, I said, look, what happened after Reconstruction was something that they didn't foresee. They didn't foresee black people being able to have a block that could vote, that could change an election. Once they realized this happened, the Southern Dixiecrats, the Southern Democrats, they was like, we can't have this happening again. We need to do something about this. And so what they did, which was ingenious in the South, was they created the Jim Crow laws. Now, let me tell you why this was ingenious. Because the easiest way to make you feel a certain way about a certain person, thing, or place is by the perception of it. Let me give you some examples of this, all right? One of the biggest perceptions that we have out here is that, quite frankly, it's more illegal people coming over the border in Mexico than anywhere else. That's not the reality. That's the perception. Because it's the perception that America has given us. The perception is all the terrorists come from the Middle East. But that's not the reality. It's been more white men to commit acts of terrorism on this soil than any other ethnic group. That's the reality. Whether you're talking about the Trail of Tears, whether you're talking about the Native American Indians, I'm not even Indians. I ain't even got to talk about slavery. I can just talk about what they've done to every other culture, even to themselves. I mean, whether you were Italian or German. See, one thing that people got to understand is that many ethnicities who came over here were discriminated against. Not just because they were of color, but because of religious beliefs, because they came from other countries. And see, what's happened is America has criminalized every ethnicity that's white to be white. But every ethnicity that looks white is not European white. You realize that, right? So they really, really have made it a perception thing, which then becomes what our reality becomes to us. This is what we believe it to be. And this is why I say the Jim Crow era was genius in this sense. They created these weak laws and incarcerated black people in record number. Now, we go to jail very disproportionately right now. But when Jim Crow was issued, we were getting almost 9 out of 10 black people were getting arrested when Jim Crow was going on in the South. All right. Why was this perception important? Because if we gave this perception of black people, the argument that we could legitimately make was that they were not ready to assimilate into this country with us. And if they're not ready to assimilate in this country with us, and we're not willing to put them back into chains and enslave them, then we need to be separate but equal. We need to be separate but equal. They can have all the rights, but they can't live with us. And each state can give a test on voting. See, this is how the voting laws came in place. Y'all understand this, right? This is the whole reason the Voters' Rights Act is even on the bill today. Because what they did in the South was they argued state rights. They said, look, we're a state. We're independent. We're sovereign. We're part of the United States, but these are our state laws, our constitutional laws. They got to pass the test to vote. And this is why you hear John Kanye's talking about how they had to guess how many bubbles was in a bar of soap, right? See, this is the past. Now, let me walk you up to the present. The present, rather. When you look at what's going on in Chicago, let me ask y'all something. What's the first thing you think of when you think about Chicago? What's the first thing you think of when you think of Chicago? You think crime, gangs, death, right? This is the perception Chicago has got. All these shootings, all these mass murders and everything else. This is the perception that Chicago has gotten. When Ben Wilson died in 1984 in Chicago, number one basketball player in America at the time, coming out of high school. Ben was the 548th person killed down in the streets of Chicago that year. Chicago only had 500-something shootings last year. They had 400-something shootings that were people died the year before that. But the perception of Chicago now is gangs, is death, is violence. Now, let me show you something else. When people see all this shooting and violence, what's the first thing you see? What's the first thing you think of when you see this violence in Chicago, right? Remember when Obama was in office and everybody's like, Obama from Chicago, why he not doing nothing? Somebody asking on social media today, where's the governor? Where's the mayor? What they doing? Somebody, why martial law hasn't been declared? Where's the Army Reserve? Where are they at? Why do you think none of that's happening? Why do you think none of this is occurring? And why do you think, let me even get deeper with y'all. Why do you think even candidate Trump, before he became President Trump, was focusing on Chicago? Let's really think about this. Why do you think nobody's doing that? Why do you think President Trump was fixated on Chicago? Because the powers that be understand this. If you can create the perception that Chicago is completely out of control, you can make a different reality in Chicago. Meaning that you can separate Chicago. Let me tell you what this is. Right now, Chicago is the test plan for the nation. Because if they can do it in a major city, imagine what they can do in smaller ones. See, I'm going to really break this down for y'all and show y'all something today. But I needed y'all to understand that what I'm about to say can happen because it's already happened. You're listening to the WB.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right, so I'm asking you guys this as we went to the break. I asked the question, why do you think Chicago is the way it is? Why is anybody doing anything about it? And I said, look, this is the test run. Now, let me show you something, right? I'm going to show you examples of different things that I hope will make you understand what's going on, right? So every time the government wants to change something, the first thing they have to do is give a perception of one thing and then make the reality that they want to make. Let me give you a perfect example of this. Y'all remember when gas prices was $5, almost $6 a gallon? And if you went like California, Florida, it had get up to almost $7-something a gallon. I mean, it's. Do you remember that? I remember that like it was yesterday, because people were trying to get rid of their SUVs and everything else. I mean, it was like, hey, how did the gas jump up this price? Now, let me tell you what's so crazy about all this stuff to me, right? Nothing's changed in the world, except man putting their prices on it. That's it. In 1994, I could get a gallon of gas for 99 cents. At the most, a dollar and a quarter. I mean, this is, look. They made the gas almost $7 a gallon, and people were panicking. But they made the gas like that because they needed to raise prices everywhere else. So because the gas was so high, the reality was they were able to create the reality of raising the price of your bread, your milk, and everything else. After they raised the prices of bread, milk, and everything else, what happened to the cost of gas? Went right back down. Right back down. Do you think if we really had that much of a gas shortage, it would have dropped, cut in half like that? I mean, think about it. We were paying almost $7 a gallon in some places. Now it's $3 a gallon again. I'm just saying. Let's look at Detroit. They let the city of Detroit go bankrupt, right? Got all those people off that property, all that good land. Look, them people of Detroit, you had downtown Detroit, you sitting on the river, sitting on a lake, you right across the street from Windsor, Canada. You look out your window, you see in Windsor, Canada. They got a boardwalk walkway down there. They got Bel Air Park right there. All that great history and culture that was predominantly owned by the people from Detroit. All of it gone. And you know what happened? The rich and the Chinese came in there and bought all that land up quietly and just sat on it. They start buying that land. They develop in Detroit right now. In fact, downtown Detroit is growing at such a rate right now, they don't have enough living arrangements for people who want to live in downtown Detroit. Now, let me tell you what's crazy about this. And this is why I keep telling y'all all the stuff that we're even doing. You got to be patient. They brought this property starting back in 2007, 2008. It took them 9 years to get to this point. But guess what? They are making money hand over fist now, because that same property that they brought for $15,000 is selling for $300,000. See, this is all about giving a perception that Detroit was ran down and done and over with. Boom. Look, they did the same thing in South Beach in Miami in the 80s. See, this ain't nothing new, y'all. They ran down South Beach to the point where you could get a condo on South Beach for $100,000. You try to get that same condo today, you're talking about $5 million. This is nothing new. This is what they're doing in Chicago, but they're doing Chicago in a different sense. See, let me give you a theory that I got about Chicago. I don't think all these killings and death in Chicago is gang related. I think the government is helping on this a little bit. And see, part of the reason I think they're helping on this a little bit is because they know Chicago. Chicago is one of these cities, man, that if you can get in Chicago and redevelop it all around, it's a trillion-dollar city. I mean, I think about 31st Street when I was growing up and all the projects was over there. And look at it now. I mean, they got a yacht club on 31st Street. I never would have thought that. That was more shocking to me than a black president, to be honest with you. It is so much going on. So much going on that we think we seeing something, but it's just a perception. It's not the reality. It's not the reality. All this is going on in Chicago, y'all, is to literally separate the people. That's what this is about. If you don't believe me, look at what's going on in Michigan right now. Let me tell you what's happening in Michigan. I've been studying this because I'm like, why are they sitting on this money in Flint and not redeveloping this stuff? This don't make sense to me. They should be making a move. But then when I started researching it, I figured it out. I was like, oh, got it now. So this is the move they're doing in Michigan. Flint isn't, the people of Flint hasn't moved out quick enough for them. A lot of them folks is holding on and maintaining. So they realize we may not be able to get all of Flint. So now they're messing with the water in Kalamazoo and Parkwood and all these other places. If you keep putting this perception out here that Michigan got bad water in these areas, guess what happens to those areas? They dry up. Don't nobody want to live there. They're worried about their kids. Anybody who can afford to buy a house out there, they're not trying to live in them areas. They're trying to live somewhere else because they don't want to be around that water. They don't want to be around that environment. That property value shoots down even further. They go in, they buy up the whole little corner of Michigan right there. The whole little corner. The whole little corner. And the people who live there now get nothing. Get nothing. Because in the end, they end up leaving or end up selling for pennies on the dollar. Then they come in, they redevelop it. They'll make a big announcement. All the water is clean. All the things that I did are done. And then once they do that, boom. Look, let me tell you. Even in my home city, Chicago, when they put a Whole Food in Inglewood, the first thing I told people, you need to buy some property in Inglewood because eventually they cleaning Inglewood up. They gonna clean it up. And see, Inglewood is one of these areas in Chicago that it has a historic perspective too. It's just like Rose. See, Inglewood is just like being on the west side of Chicago on Roosevelt to me. Roosevelt was one of these places that when you go west on Roosevelt, you had all these stores that were black owned, that were hubbubs of the neighborhood where people would go get clothes and shoes and food and everything else. Well, Inglewood was like that. You go down Halsted, you go on 63rd and Halsted, you go shopping for school clothes down there. You had restaurants. You had all these things. You had the bus terminal right there. Took all of it away. All of it gone. Roosevelt the same way. Now those same areas on Roosevelt cost you $1 million to get over in them areas now. That's exactly what they're going to do in Inglewood and Chicago. And as long as you can create the perception that these Negroes are killing each other and they violent and they gang related, guess what? Even the black folk going to be like, yeah, y'all need to get rid of them Negroes. Y'all need to get rid of them. See, this is what happened. See, once you put the perception out here and you make it somebody's reality, even people who look like you start talking like them. Yeah, you know those Negroes out there killing each other. You know it's gang related. Get rid of all them Negroes. Get rid of all of them. I mean, really stop, y'all. Let's just be logical and not thinking for 1 second. Like I keep telling you, if it's 10,000 people in the neighborhood, how many people really out here shooting, selling drugs and killing people and knocking them over the head out of the 10,000 that live in that neighborhood? Maybe 500. You going to let this 500 control the whole neighborhood? I'm just saying. All right, we come back. Let's talk about some solutions, not just for Chicago, but for all of us. Let's not complain. Let's change. You listen to the WB.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples printing event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohn. We'd like to introduce Constance Chatfield Taylor, who's the president of Flying Colors Broadcast. Constance, what is Flying Colors Broadcasts?
Flying Colors Broadcast is a communications company based downtown Washington. We combine satellite, webcast, social media, and content to engage audiences.
Cool. Where are you from originally?
From a tiny town called Lincoln, Virginia.
And what's special about Lincoln, Virginia?
It's a very small Quaker community, and it's about an hour west of Washington.
Uh-huh. All right. And how did you feel growing up in that community? I mean, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I'm the youngest of six.
Mm-hmm. And how'd you feel growing up in that community, youngest of six?
It was good. It was a close-knit, helpful community. You always felt a sort of a part of things.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Michael, what do you got?
Earlier in the green room, you mentioned that your father left around the age of five. What impact did that have on you?
It created a total sense of independence and almost survival.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? What are you talking about there?
Well, we didn't have any money, so you had to kind of make it.
So what'd that do to you?
Made me figure out how to start different businesses.
Uh-huh. All right. Shirley, your turn.
How young were you when you first started playing team sports at school?
I was pre-Title IX. We did not have, there were no sports for women in public schools.
So what did you end up doing in your spare time?
I grew up riding and then teaching riding so I could pay for college. I would put together teams to compete with private schools.
So in order to make money, let's see, you weren't able to play team sports because they didn't have girls team sports at that point in time. That's unbelievable nowadays. And so you ended up riding horses, and then you ended up turning that into a business, huh? Because you needed money.
Correct. Everybody else was babysitting, and I didn't know how to do that.
Uh-huh. So you do know how to create opportunities for yourself, and you created it out of riding. How interesting. Michael had a question, but I'm going to steal his question. Please forgive me, Michael. How did you get involved into this world of communications? And it sounds like one thing leads to the other for you.
Very much so. My brother's friend built me a darkroom in an abandoned milk house. And from that moment, I basically kind of knew what I was going to be interested in. And that led to later, it led to being a photographer at college, on the newspaper, and then into the satellite business, oddly enough.
So it's interesting. So one thing really does lead to another with you.
Absolutely.
For example, you needed money and there were no girls sports. You started riding horses and you started a business out of it. The same thing with going from photography to satellites.
Correct.
Interesting. Mark, what do you got?
So you said you grew up on a farm?
Yes.
And people on farms fix things?
Yes.
Is that kind of what you see business as, is fixing things?
Yeah, coming up with solutions. And my favorite thing is someone comes to me with a communications issue, and we come up with creative ways to solve that issue by using different technologies. So basically organizing a number of different things with effective content to get the messages to the right people. There's nothing better than someone coming to us with something like that.
So engineering, growing up when you did, is not a common occupation.
No.
How did you arrive there, and how do you thrive there?
When I first got into the broadcast business, I worked for an airline doing industrial video production, and then I went into a professional international news situation where I basically coordinated all the feeds for the BBC out of Washington, D.C., and learned the satellite business in a regulated environment. When it became deregulated, I started my own company.
Mm-hmm. So running your own business, what's the best part of it?
I think being able to organize effectively teams and the correct tools to get the job done, which varies according to every communications.
So is your strength more the technology or the team?
I think it's understanding what the engineers can do, what the camera people can do, what their specialties are, pulling together an effective team and the right tools, which has been sort of my life history. You have to have the right tools and the right people with the right talents to get to the common goal.
Give us an idea of how early that started. What are you talking about?
Pretty early. I mean, when I started teaching riding, I knew I couldn't do 65 kids and 25 horses on my own, and I pulled together local kids that would help me to be able to teach that many people.
And how young were you when you were doing this, when you were organizing the other kids to help you teach?
Oh, I started really teaching at 11.
And how young were you when you were organizing the other kids to help you teach?
When I realized that it was a lot of work and I needed to be efficient.
How old were you?
Probably 13 at that point.
That's a little odd. 13 years old to go organize the other kids so that they can help you teach riding. That's interesting. So you really do have this organizational ability, don't you? Figuring out who people are, where people fit.
Yes, I love that.
Love what? What do you mean?
I like the magic that happens when you have the right equipment and people in place to get to communicate what needs to be communicated effectively to help that organization, whether it's a corporate organization or a nonprofit. Mm-hmm.
Michael, what else are you thinking?
You said Lincoln was a really small town. What reputation did you have that you were an entrepreneur? What reputation?
Yeah, what did people think of you back then?
It's a small town. Everybody's doing their own thing. So you really didn't, people didn't say, oh, you're doing X, Y, Z.
Uh-huh.
Now it's a very independent, people were farmers. Yeah, you didn't worry about what the other person was doing.
Uh-huh. And
Independence.
Mm-hmm. And this organization, it sounds to me like you like collaboration. You like working with people, don't you?
Absolutely, especially internationally, and understanding that engineers in all parts of the world, even if there's a language barrier, you can figure out how to work with them. We all understand the same drawings and symbols, and the language barrier really doesn't get in the way when you can write it down and pass it around the table. And
that's pretty
understand.
Cool. You're working with people all around different parts of the world, and you know, regarding different kinds of engineering problems, and you understand the engineering problems and the people. It's like you're pretty special at what you do. What's the website address of this organization?
fc-tv.com.
Let me have that again.
fc-tv.com.
fc-tv.com. We've been speaking with Constance Chatfield Taylor, president of Flying Colors Broadcast here on Executive Leaders Radio. We've also had the opportunity of speaking with Lisa Firestone, president and CEO of Managed Care Advisors, Kathy Anderson, president and CEO of Goodwin House Incorporated, Jay Calleth, CEO and founder of Allied Mission Group, and again, most recently, Constance Chatfield Taylor, president of Flying Colors Broadcasts. I would like to thank my co-hosts, including Joe Applebaum, Potomac Companies, Mark Haas, Association for Enterprise Growth, Michael Lassiter, Seville Studley, and Shirley Mowry Hertzbach for giving me a hand structuring the questions, hopefully providing our listeners a entertaining and educational show. Let's do some quick websites here. What's the website address for Managed Care Advisors?
It's mcacares.com.
For Flying Colors broadcasts?
fc-tv.com.
Goodwin House?
goodwinhouse.org.
And Allied Mission Group?
alliedmission.com.
Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. Thank you for joining us today, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
We did it. That's nice.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.